The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors. The Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast presents the Community Highlight. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. So here is our agenda for today. So I'm going to introduce myself. Some of you may have been on a Zoom with me, may have talked to me personally. Some of you may not have. So I'm going to cover my bases and give you an opportunity to get to know me a little bit. And then today's session is going to be about assembling your real estate team. Assembling your real estate team. I cannot begin to tell you how important this is. It's so, so important. And so this is a two-part class. This class is just open to everyone. And then the second class will be inside of the Bread Investing community, which we'll talk about later on. And then at the end, we're going to talk about the Bread Investing community really quickly. I'll let you know more about it. And then we'll go from there. And then, of course, I'll have time to answer absolutely any questions you have about this topic, any questions you have about investing in general, any questions you have about the Bread Investing community. So I'm all yours. I'm all yours. Thank you again for being here. All right. So who am I? I'm Sam. Of course, as you all know, long distance real estate investor. So I invest in Ohio and I live in California. This picture of me is near downtown LA. Love LA. Been here for almost 6 years. Fun city. Met my wife here. So has a special place in my heart. I'm also the host of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. Perhaps you're subscribed to the podcast. If you're not, definitely please take a moment to subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating and review. You know, I got to make that plug. But, you know, been running that show for almost 3 years, going on 3 years, approaching 300,000 downloads. So very excited about the impact that we're making on the community and everyone who is gaining value from it. I'm also a course creator and an author. So I have an out-of-state investing course that some of you may have already got. And then I have a Finding Your First Tenant course coming out. Also wrote an ebook, probably have another ebook on the way. So just giving you an opportunity to get to know me if you don't know much about me. All right, so here's a couple things I need from you tonight. A couple things I need from you tonight during our session. One is engagement. You know, give me feedback, you know, drop numbers in the comments when I ask. Like, I just need your participation so I can keep going, so I can continue to get through this presentation. Also, take good notes. I might go a little bit quickly through certain parts of this session. So I want you to take good notes. I want you to take good notes. I want you to have actionable things that you can do at the end of the session. So definitely make sure to take good notes. If it's on your phone, your notebook, whatever it is, make sure to take good notes. Also, ask questions, right? You can drop questions in the Q&A box as we go through the presentation. And as I mentioned, at the very end, I'm going to answer all of your questions. Whatever questions you have, I'll answer them. So don't be shy. There's no dumb question. This is a safe space. You know, I don't want anyone to feel like you can't ask a question. So any questions you have, drop them in the Q&A box and I'll answer all of them at the end. And then also stay till the end. If you could stay till the end, we'll go for about an hour. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. I have something really good for you at the end. So definitely would appreciate you staying till the end. All right. So drop some ones in the chat if you're ready. Drop some ones in the chat if you're ready to learn. Let me know if you're ready to learn. Drop some ones in the chat. All right. All right. All right. See some ones. I see some ones. All right. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get into it. All right. So it's important to have a team. As I mentioned before, it's very, very important to have your real estate team. And, you know, no one can do everything themselves. As much as people want to say they're self-made, as much as people want to say they don't need anybody's help, you need help. You can't do everything, right? You can't fix the plumbing and fix the roof and fix the electricity and you know, process the mortgage. Like, you need help. You need people on your team. Okay. So it's very important. You know, I've talked to well over 100 investors, and the common theme is you need a team. Even if it's one other person, two other people, you need a team. Okay. And you know, some aspects you may want to do alone, right? Like, I self-manage. Not everybody wants to self-manage. But you know, I can't fix the HVAC, right? I'm getting quotes right now to fix my HVAC. I can't fix that. I need a team member for that. I need someone to be able to do that for me. So I just want to ground us in these two facts. Very, very important. So definitely make sure you're thinking about that. All right. So the first thing, the first thing we're going to go through in great detail, we're going to go through who can help you find deals. Who can help you find deals? And we're going to go over that. And we're going to talk about your real estate agent, how you can find your real estate agent. I just realized my video was off. How you can find a real estate agent, what they need to be doing for you, how to find a wholesaler, what they need to be doing for you, and a turnkey company, which some of you may not have heard about before, but we'll talk a bit more about that, the pros and cons of that. And this is just a bonus that I'll actually talk about right now. Something I recommend that everyone does before you even think about who's on your team, you need to be joining your local real estate groups. If you want to invest locally, if you want to invest out of state, you should be finding out if there are virtual real estate groups that you can join. So I'm in the Dayton Real Estate Investors Facebook group, a couple other groups as well. When I started investing, I was very active in the forums on Bigger Pockets as it related to Dayton investing. So it's something that's very, very important. And I say join as many as you can. And the thing is, you don't even have to necessarily participate. I've probably posted once in that Facebook group, but as I mentioned, I'm getting the HVAC fixed. All the companies, two of the companies that I ended up getting quotes for or ended up going out to check it out, I just searched in the group and I was able to find that. I just searched HVAC and it came up. So I'm going to charge you with doing that. Definitely make sure you do that.
Are you looking for a community of like-minded individuals and access to experts in real estate? Yeah. Are you interested in real estate but need more support and guidance?
You know who it is.
The Black Real Estate Dialogue presents the Real Estate Investing Community. No matter how much or how little real estate experience you have, we've created a community for you because your perspective is important. All right, tell me, where's the number one place where you can do Q&A with experienced guest speakers 2 times per month? How about unlimited access to past guest speakers' recordings? What about a private Slack channel to engage in daily discussion with everybody in the community to share resources and support each other? Head on over to blackrealestatedialogue.com. That's blackrealestatedialogue.com. It's the real estate investing community presented by the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Come join us today.
All right. So, real estate agent, it seems self-explanatory, but we're going to dive into it in a little more detail. And so the first thing that your real estate agent should do is educate you on the market. Your real estate agent should know the local market inside and out. And now there's an important distinction I want you to make. Your real estate agent needs to be an investor-friendly agent. Make sure you write that down. And the reason I'm saying that is because there's two types of real estate agents I'm thinking about right now, okay? The first type is an investor-friendly agent who's gonna help you find deals, who's gonna think about sending you properties through the lens of an investor, right? It's different than someone trying to buy their 4-bedroom home, their forever home, their dream home. That's two different things. Investors are not looking for a dream home. Investors are looking for what's gonna cash flow, okay? So it's something very, very important that I want you to pick up from today. So that's one thing they should be doing for you, educating you on the market. And I'm telling you, this person should know the market back and forth. You're an investor, you need good deals, you need somebody who's on it. Somebody who you don't have to bother that much, like somebody who's really gonna be on it. And I would also say they need to negotiate on your behalf as well. When you're submitting offers, they're the ones that are gonna be going back and forth with the seller, with the seller's agent. They're gonna be the ones going back and forth. So that's something else that you should expect them to do. You know, of course, you'll be able to give your input and so forth during the process, but they'll be the ones negotiating your offers. Okay. And there's a bonus, right? A bonus, I would say, it's not different investors feel different ways about it. I've spoken to people on both sides, but it's a bonus if they are an investor in that area. Why do I say that? Because they'll more intimately, even more intimately understand what it is you're looking for. They'll probably have connections to different team members that you might need as an investor. And it may give them a bit more credibility if they're already a real estate investor in that particular market, okay? And they need to have past experience with investors. Like I said, we're not looking for the dream home people. We're not looking for the dream home real estate agents, right? We're looking for the real estate agents who can help us to find good deals that will cash flow, who know how to calculate all that stuff, who can come to you and say, hey, I think you can get this much rent. You probably could cash flow this much. This is what's happening in the area. Like, they need to be your shark, okay? They need to be your shark. And, you know, something that I would recommend is asking about the past deals they've closed, asking them very directly if they've worked with investors. You know, you want to know this information. And if there's, you know, if their whole thing is, you know, helping families achieve home ownership and find their dream home, respectfully, they're not the agent for you, okay? And then they should also be sending you deals several times a week. So if you decide to use a real estate agent, what you want to do is give them your criteria, you know, the bed and bath you're looking for, if it's a single family you're looking for, if it's a multifamily you're looking for. You want to give them your criteria, your price as well. And what they can do is set you up with automatic emails from the MLS, the multiple listing service. So they can set you up with emails that will automatically be sent to you when there are homes that fit your criteria. So that's another expectation you should have for your investor-friendly real estate agent. Now, you also want somebody who's responsive, right? Like, y'all know how this market is. Yeah, wherever you live, the market is crazy right now. And so, you know, you want somebody who's going to be on it. You want somebody who's going to get offers out when they need to go out. You want somebody who's going to be able to push the papers and do all these things when they need to be done. So it's definitely something else that you want to do. And then you may also want to consider getting references, right? You may want to consider getting references from this particular real estate agent. You know, something that you may want to keep in mind. So that's what they should be doing. Let's keep moving on. And shout out to everybody who's just coming in. So I'm going to break these down a little bit further. And what you'll notice is most of my slides won't have a whole lot of text because, you know, I like to just highlight on the screen and then expand. So I'm not overloading you with text. So the first way you can find a real estate agent is through a simple Google search, right? Google search real estate agents in a particular area. Whether it's your area, whether it's out of state, that's a good first place to start. Just get a sense of who's making moves. You can look at their websites. You can look at their social media. You can look at their, you know, different things, and you'll be able to get a sense of what they have going on. You can see what listings they have. You know, you can get a good amount of information from Googling. And then next, I would say referrals. And what do I mean by referrals? So if you know somebody who's an investor in that particular city, or if you're looking in your city, I would say start there. You know, ask them, hey, who helped you find deals? You know, what are some places that you found a real estate agent? Who's your real estate agent? Who's your wholesaler? We'll get into wholesaling in a bit. And then bigger pockets as well. You know, there's a tab where you can search for agents. And if there's a particular city you want to invest in, and I did this a lot when I was first getting started, you can look for agents in that area. And so just another resource that you can look at. And then also your local real estate groups and clubs. You know, I mean, you're going to hear me say that a couple of times. It's very important for you to join these, right? Whether you're local, whether you're out of state, it's very important for you to join these. Okay.
Yes. If you want to hear the rest of this session and many others, click the link below to go to blackrealestatedialogue.com to join the Bread Investing community. We'll see you here next week.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.